I think we found Atlantis. We've always known where Atlantis is on one level of our consciousness. It's right here in the Americas. Some of the evidence that's been uncovered and is startling. Not only the artifacts that have been found, not only the coins that have been found, the what appear to be highway markers of some sort, in a different kind of markings, but to me, George, the coal and copper mines that have been discovered that are so deep and so old that in some cases the mounds of coal are decaying. Now, I'm not talking about the instances, which we'll bring up later, of the letters and accounts I have from coal miners who have written to tell me of the kettles they have found, the utensils they have found, the complete walls covered with some kind of hieroglyphics that they found in coal mines. How old would that have to be?
I mean, exactly, and way down.
Way down. Okay, we have in Utah, the men were working in this one case, an 8-foot coal seam at 8,500 feet, and they broke into another tunnel that had been worked. And this is where I'm referring to coal was so old it had to decay. Now, who was mining coal at in those ancient times?
That,
who
that
mined
deep?
Copper.
And what,
that deep.
What kind of equipment might they have had?
Well, think of it. They'd have to have at least as sophisticated as we have today.
They couldn't have dug it out by hand. There's no way.
And were those American Indian tribes doing it? We have no record of any tribe digging into a mountain and finding coal to burn. We have no record of any tribe digging into and creating copper mines and making metallurgy of any kind. So I say the ancient sea kings had a metallurgy at least of Europe of the 15th, 14th centuries, and they then were colonizing. Now, it's amazing that the coin, I read, this shows you how beautiful the people out there are, George. I read in a 1900, happened in the year 1900, that a farmer in Texas overturned while he was plowing, with horses, of course, in 1900, and found this strange coin. So it was just a small town in Texas, and I knew that E. surely was not alive, but I wrote with his name to this man's family, and did they still, and if they were still there, do they have the coin, and could they take a picture of it? These wonderful folks sent me the coin. They still had it in their possession. They
Amazing.
Found it in 1900 when Grandma, who was at that time up in years, was a little girl and had been following her father behind the plow and spotted it. Now, this is the strangest coin, and I have photos of it. You know, it has like a lion with a pharaonic headdress on. It has pyramids in the back. I've displayed that around the country for years. No one has identified it.
What's it made with?
It's a solid piece of copper. Like a giant penny.
You know, it's a
solid piece of copper. So that type of thing. And then we'll look later at the beautiful vase, or vase if you prefer, depending on your accent, that was found in Massachusetts, that's been studied by MIT and Harvard and the museums, and no one can identify it. These things keep coming up. Now, just recently, in Parral, Peru, the ruins there have now been officially, and this just happened, have been officially dated at 2627 BCE, which makes this city in Peru older than the Harappa Valley towns and the pyramids of Egypt.
And there's a picture of Sherry sitting right in the middle of the Times Square of this town.
Well, that is Cusco there, but this is very near. Cusco was said to be the center. Now we know that, and they are calling this city, this ancient city, just dated the mother of all civilizations. And again, that's what I said in Atlantis Rising, the mother of all civilization and spread. Because here we have then, well, you know, we have Machu Picchu, we have Sacsayhuaman, we have Ollantaytambo, we have Tihonaco. Now, if you have ever been to those places, you are dwarfed. You are dwarfed by the enormity. And I had read that you couldn't put even a razor blade in between the cracks.
That's,
and you can't.
That's true. That is
you
true.
You can't.
So your theory is there, again, 10 theories, but
yes,
there is where Atlantis was.
There is where Atlantis was. Now, this is another very interesting thing. All along the South American seacoast, on the east coast, you see the prefix Atlan, Atlan, Ata, all again and again and again. So we may not have had Atlantis, but we may have had Atla or Atla. That now, again, in North America, we have such an enormous amount of artifacts and these incredible, annoying, fossilized footprints. Now we're going way back, George. We're going back 250 million years.
Of course, we didn't know mankind was around then, did we?
There was no. There's not even a progenitor of mankind. There's not even a distant ancestor of mankind. There's not even mammals, supposedly, 250 million years. That's before dinosaurs.
That's amazing.
Now, are they? Is this from the world before our own? Is this from the original Atlantis, the prehistoric Atlantis? Or is this from the Atlantis from an extraterrestrial source?
Right. Well, whatever it is, they're not wearing shoes.
There were some, as I say, we had to draw the line. We have sandal prints. We have a sandal print where whoever was walking with that sandal, George, stepped on a trilobite. Now, that would be the oldest type of fossil form known. But someone stepped on it. That would make it, that would have to make it, this sandal print, 500 million years old.
That is amazing.
Someone's walking on a sand. Now, these have not just been found in one place. As I said, and people are probably looking at it now, a large number in the Northwest. I think because that was ocean. That was ocean and sandy beach.
And then something happened?
Yes.
And they migrated to the old part of the world.
The old part of the world, gradually, many millions of years later.